So traditionally, we sing of three kings who come to visit the baby Jesus, and we put their figures in the manger scene around the stable along with the shepherds and the animals. So we're really, when we do that, changing the story a little bit, perhaps to maybe romanticize it, perhaps to just make it easier to tell in this season. But Scripture doesn't say that they were kings or that there were three of them. And they were nowhere near Bethlehem on the day of Jesus' birth. The Bible indicates Jesus might have been up to 2 years old before these visitors appeared. So who were these people from another land who came seeking Jesus? Most biblical translations call them magi or wise men. The translation we read today calls them astrologers. These were not kings seeking out a rival. According to scholars, they were likely Zoroastrian priests, religious leaders who believed in dedicating their lives to good deeds, working together with respect and love. In fact, to do good in the world is a main tenet of Zoroastrianism. They seem to be people that were seeking something of divine and cosmic importance, seekers of truth and meaning. And the Bible tells us that they found it in the birth of Jesus. Now, seeking meaning is a natural human impulse. As I probably remember me mentioning many times in the past, the psychologist Viktor Frankl believed that the search for meaning is actually our fundamental human drive. It's what motivates our lives. Once our basic survival needs have been met, once we have food and shelter, the things that keep us going as human beings is the search for meaning, the drive to find purpose in our lives. Now, that search is also reflected in this time of year in the custom of making resolutions. Resolutions are intended to make our lives better, more meaningful. It's a time when we stop to take stock of where we are, where we're going, and then ask ourselves, well, what needs to change to get us there? If we look around at our world, we see lots of need and opportunities for change. We have a political system that's broken. Too many political leaders who seem to care more about their own wealth and power rather than helping the people that they're supposed to govern. They think power is where they're going to find meaning for themselves. Although I would argue that power and wealth are a false facade that actually distracts us, that hides true meaning. But the need for change isn't just in the brokenness of the world. Maybe there are needs and opportunities right here in our own church community. Or when we look at our personal lives, we also may experience turmoil, depression, or despair, something else that we struggle with that keeps us from recognizing our meaning and purpose. There's a lot of uncertainty in life. And born into that uncertainty, that feeling of being lost in the dark, we're told a light is born. In the new year, as we take stock and make resolutions on how we might better our lot in life, how we might find this sense of meaning that we desire, it seems fitting that we pause to celebrate Epiphany. A guiding star appears to light our way to Christ, to show us this is where we find meaning. In God's love manifested in the vulnerable flesh and blood of a small child named Jesus. Now, Epiphany, in its religious definition, is a church festival celebrated on January 6th, which was, of course, actually yesterday. It marks the coming of the Magi priests as the first appearance of Christ to the Gentiles. And that is, it's meant to be a symbol that God's love is for all people and not just a select few. An epiphany in that religious sense also kind of fits with the more generic definition of epiphany as a revelation, an aha moment, But the light bulb goes on, and suddenly we understand something that we didn't quite get before. We suddenly see meaning where we couldn't see any in the past. The guiding star that led those magi priests to the child Jesus is itself a kind of light bulb, an epiphany, a light in the darkness that reveals something important. It's a light that shows us that God's love is born into this world in unexpected places and for all people everywhere. The unexpectedness, how unlikely this seems, is important. The Christ born as a small, vulnerable baby in a manger in the small town of Bethlehem to poor laborer parents means that we can never know where and how God is going to reveal God's self. And into this story, then come these magi priests from a different land, a different religion, led to Jesus by God's guiding star, and then warned by God in a dream to avoid further contact with Herod. You can't get much more unexpected than that story. Clearly, the divine was at work in unexpected and strange ways, all the time revealing the light and love of Christ, a force greater than and feared by earthly powers such as Herod, a light that reveals a way of life, a path, with more meaning than power and wealth can ever provide for us. So powerful is God's love that even this small, vulnerable child, unable to defend itself, is seen as a threat to the powerful and wealthy of the world. Hence the warning to avoid Herod. But what is so threatening about love and mercy and grace? Well, we see it still playing out in our world today. When we talk about universal health care, livable minimum wages, Social Security, these attempts to help people in need, which God through Jesus commands us to do, are seen as threats by the powerful and the wealthy. And indeed, the story of the Magi priest turns dark. When they fail to return to Herod, he orders all the children in Bethlehem under 2 to be put to death. God, of course, warns Joseph and Mary in a dream, and they escape to Egypt with Jesus. Now, on one hand, it's hard to imagine this horrible crime, this mass murder. But then we look around at our own world and see families fleeing violence and war, and leaders who will lie and cheat and seemingly stop at nothing to hang on to their power and wealth. In some ways, humanity seems to have learned very little in the last 2,000 years. But into this darkness shines a guiding star, and a child is born. God's love manifested in human form, and it reveals to us the meaning underlying life, to love one another. Love, relationship, community, this is where we find our meaning. And God's good news is that that light and that love continue to shine today. We can look around and see all the problems, but we can also look around and see our own guiding stars that reveal the presence of the divine, and invite us to follow that light as well. Guiding stars, such as the people that work to feed the homeless, and those that help protect victims of violence, and those that advocate for programs that help the needy, those that simply offer an encouraging word when we really need it, or the stranger who gives us a genuine smile to lift our spirits. We can look into our world and see these guiding stars among us, little lights of hope that tell us God is here now, God cares. These are the lights that reveal Christ in our own midst, that show us God's love born in unexpected places. Lights that remind us that we too are called not only to follow the light, but to become guiding stars ourselves, to be revelations of God's love in and for the world. God is not only still at work in the world, but is at work in us, offering to transform each one of us to be a light in the darkness, that we might take a stand for justice and against fear, to live with love and compassion in our hearts and in everything we say and we do, to feed the hungry, to shelter the homeless, to resist oppression and violence, to love one another. And so let us come to the Holy One in worship and in prayer, opening our hearts to the light and love of God, that we too may become bearers of light, an Epiphany people who know the joy and grace of Christ's birth as not just a gift to be admired and praised, but a gift to be shared and put to work for the sake of the world that God loves so much. I'll end my remarks today with a poem by Howard Thurman, The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. Let us follow the light, opening our hearts that God's love might shine through us, a beacon of compassion and justice. Amen.